All right, and now we're just about ready for football history one way or the other. Just about ready for the play. The center ball is snapped. The kick is up, and it's long enough. And it's good! It's good! It's good! It's good! It's good! The Hawkeyes win! The Hawkeyes win! The Hawkeyes win! It's Iowa 11 and Michigan 10, and they're going wild! Down on the field, bobbing Rob Hovland. The Hawkeyes win! The Hawkeyes win! Unbelievable, Ed! That's tremendous! Listen to this crowd!
Over here, they're going to take him off out of the other tunnel, see? I mean, it's a madhouse over there. Look at him. He's leading cheers down here in front of the section. He's going on.
And it's good, and Hovland has on the replay. It's still good. It's good change. Look at Hayden Fry. Oh, is he a happy guy? Is he a happy guy? Are we happy guys? Look at Hayden Fry, look at Bo Schembechler. Iowa does it again to Michigan. The final score, Iowa 12 and Michigan 10. Ed, can you make any sense of
this? I can't say it any better than this crowd is saying it. Right now, I think listening to it is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. Let's open up the windows here.
Let's open the windows and let's just listen to it. The crowd's going wild. By Howland, four field goals, and Iowa wins it, 12-10. A game as great as anything we've ever seen down here, living up to the advanced billing. The crowd is going absolutely crazy. They're on the field. They are bobbing everybody. You missed one of the all-time greats, maybe the greatest game played, number one against number two. It lived up to every inch of it, didn't it, Ed?
I'll tell you. There's not a fan that's even thought about leaving this stadium. They're all standing in their seats, screaming as loud as they can. Those that the 10,000 that are on the field are screaming from there, but it's just so wonderful to see this crowd enjoy a moment.
The whole field is just covered with fans, and they're just mobbing the players. Hayden Fry got the field at the absolute pinnacle of a fabulous coaching career, reached today, Ed.
Well, they've still got him surrounded. Hayden looks like he's going to do a TV interview, and they've got a lot of security around him, and I hope that if they protect him, somebody can get hurt down in that mess now.
There's that sweet final score, Iowa 12 and Michigan 10. Hawkeyes number one, you bet they're number one.
Jim, you think of all the clutch plays in that last drive. It wasn't only the kick of Rob Hovland, but the catches by Mike Flagg, the big catches, and Chuck Long waiting and waiting until he cleared the linebackers to get the ball to him.
And the runs of Ronnie Harmon.
Ronnie Harmon, what a day. Over 100 yards rushing, over 200 yards in total offense.
121 yards by Harmon, plus over 300 yards by Long himself against the number one defense. Well, the crowd will not quiet down. Hayden Fry is going to be interviewed on television.
Well, they shouldn't quiet down. They should stay here until they run them out.
Oh, man.
Savor every second of it.
I bet if I come over here tomorrow morning to tape the Hayden Fry show, they're all going to be there still. Whoa, man, you promised to buy me the biggest steak in town, didn't you, Ed?
Huh? I can tell.
Is that what you promised?
You've got it, too, brother.
Okay, right.
The best.
Start picking out.
The best in the biggest.
A little meat on the hook.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, while the crowd is howling, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and we're going to be back after this from Monsanto and Feaster. All righty, the crowd is still bobbing the field. Thousands of people down on the field. Bobby, Hayden Fry, who's just been interviewed. on replay, and it's gone two at a time.
And you know something, Jim? They quit playing in heaven. There is no beer here in Iowa City during the games, but they're letting them play it now. And the fans love it. Are they dancing the polka? And Bump Elliott's now here in the booth with us, and he said they can have the goalpost. That shows you your program's really made it when no one even tried to tear them down.
Oh, the happiest guy in the world has got to be Hayden Fry. The second happiest guy has got to be Bump Elliott. But the number one happiest guy is Jim Zabel. I've been through 37 years of this, and I've taken all that mission stuff all these years. And to have Iowa win and come out and do the job that they did today, number one against number two, I can't describe how I feel. It's just overpowering. Iowa 12, Michigan 10, Rob Houtland, 4 field goals.
Jim, you know what we said to you just prior to him kicking the field goal was, no matter what happens, whether it goes through or it doesn't, this was a great played football game, and both teams should be proud of their performance. We're awful happy it went through, and it's our team that gets to savor the victory, but it was that kind of football game.
It was, Ed, and I don't know whether we can capsulize this thing, because you're going to be back with it, Total Axe wrap-up. We do want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Jerry Full, our engineer.
Let's do the wrap-up from the parking lot.
Let's go down with the fans,
and let's bring the real flavor to our
Is this town going to be something tonight, or is it? I want to thank my spotters, Jed McGee and Dave Hutchcroft, and that crowd just will not leave the field. It's down there, it's waving, it's shouting, it's going wild down there, and we are too. If this was the last game of the season, we'd be throwing roses out here. Maybe we still will be. Big, big game. Hawkeyes now 6-0, solid number one in the nation. Iowa 12, Michigan 10. Two teams that deserve every ounce of credit for a well-played game. But most credit has got to go to the Hawkeyes. Pressure pack, closing moments of this game.
Yeah, I think that's Bump Elliott just said, he's come in the booth, that the fans were in this game from the opening kickoff till the end. It was a rainy, cold day. They had to sit here and wait for 20 minutes before the kickoff ever came. They never left their team for 1 second during the entire football game.
The crowd was in this thing. The crowd was in it from the start, and now we're seeing that very crowd, thousands of them, still milling around down in the field. We're trying to collect our wits, but at the same time, we want to savor this moment. It's one you don't see a lot of times in your entire broadcasting life. Number one against number two, and the Hawkeyes doing the job they did. Under pressure, letting the clock run down to 2 seconds, and then the man with ice water in his veins, 27-yard field goal, treaded the uprights, and we're seeing it again on television replay. And look at the
joy. Happy young man.
Number seven.
Now, he may be the happiest guy in America.
Right, he's got that lucky number seven on him, and I'm telling you, I think he's the happiest guy in America.
Oh, boy.
1981, Tommy Nickel did it, 9-7 with 3 field goals. Today, it is the man who is wearing his shoes and his and taking his laurels, and rightly so, Rob Houtland, 4 field goals, Iowa 12, and Michigan 10. I can hardly leave this scene.
Well, Jim, I tell you, there was a big point that Hayden Fry made in his pregame show with us about Michigan had a couple things yet to prove, and that was they haven't come back with a drive against the win yet to score in the last drive of the game to win a football game. The Hawkeyes have done that before, and I'm sure it helped them in confidence and poise in their last drive today.
It certainly did, and had a lot to analyze here.